Really disappointing because I thought, even in hindsight, I thought we had a really good opportunity today. Even with the stats and the performance that wasn't our best performance, and I didn't think we were good enough on the ball, our stats equal all of theirs. And we arguably had, you know, two of the best chances from open play in the game. Conceded from two set plays. Obviously, the second one was a great free kick, but probably more disappointing because I thought we missed an opportunity today. And occasionally you go somewhere where you're absolutely outclassed. They have lots of chances. Your goalkeeper's having to make lots of saves. That wasn't the case today. And if that's not the case, then it means you're always in the game. But we didn't allow ourselves because we didn't have a good enough control of the ball, I think, at times. And we conceded bad goals.
So was it a case of your players maybe didn't do themselves justice, or how much credit has to go to Newcastle?
I think what Newcastle managed to do was that they managed to control the game. And as I said, it's not as if they've had lots of chances. They haven't. Mm. They've obviously hit the crossbar in that first half period. But the two opportunities that we had were, I thought, two of the best opportunities of the game. We needed to stay in at 1-0. We needed to stay in there. Difficult for Sam, I think, and I feel for him a little bit because I don't think it's a sending off. Sam's action is not to catch the goalkeeper. If anything, the goalkeeper has kicked Sam. So disappointed for Sam, but we needed to stay in the game. And even at 1-0, I always thought that we would have an opportunity. The game would open up a little bit. But I think a 2-0, once the second goal goes in, it becomes very difficult. And then they ended up controlling the game very well.
Because there were two opportunities just before the sending off, so it probably didn't have that much of a bearing necessarily on the result. Obviously, it made it difficult in that second half. But with 11 and 10, you put in quite a performance in that second half.
No, I thought with 10 men, we showed as much on the ball as we did with 11 men. And sometimes that can happen. The changes that you make can give us a little bit of energy. I thought they were a little bit more energetic than what we were in that first half. I thought they were quicker to the ball, and we didn't retain possession well enough. And when you come in here, you've got to have good periods of keeping the ball. They're a massive, loud crowd here, and you know, to quieten them a little bit, you've got to have good periods on the ball. And we didn't show that.
Debut for Shane Duffy today. What do you make of his performance coming in so late in the day?
I thought both centre-halves were very good. But yeah, particularly Shane, because it's his debut, and he had his first training session with us yesterday. I thought he put in a very good, sturdy performance, as did Dunkey, who I thought was excellent on the night.
Seventh in the table going into the break. How do you assess August and the way that the teams perform overall?
I think we've been very patchy. We've had some good results. I thought our first three results were all good, very good results. Our last two games at Reading and here today, two very tough away games, but we haven't reached the levels that I know that we can to win a game, you know, away from home.
Does the international break then come at a good time, perhaps, especially with the window closing?
I hope so. I think because of the window on Wednesday, I think it'd be good to get that out of the way. And everything, of course, that brings. It allows us to have a look at this first period of games and how we've done. You know, fortunately for us, amongst that, has also been two very good cup victories, which we've been very pleased with. But we need to get back to winning ways. We start again with a home game, and we need to get back to winning ways.
Do you need this today highlight maybe the need for extra players in terms of some of the big signings that are happening still today, the likes of, you know, Daryl Murphy, you know, Matej Vidra, and all those links as well, that actually maybe Albion need something a little bit extra as well, perhaps?
We're trying as hard as everybody else to make sure that we've got as strong a squad as possible. But I don't think that I don't think the extra players would have had any bearing today. We had a good enough side on the park today to have done better. But we want to finish the window as strong as we can.